The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Welcome everyone to town for the College World Series. And of course, people here in Omaha, enjoy the weekend. Opening ceremonies and Fan Fest get started today. Fan Fest starts at about 9 a.m. And then throughout the day, there's going to be team practices and autographs.
9:10, first team will get out there and start practicing. And each team gets like, I don't know, roughly an hour. And then that team will come out and sign autographs. So, and all that is open to everybody. So all the teams will be down there today.
Get out and have fun.
And this is a little sample of the music you'll be hearing tonight. Opening ceremonies get started at about 8:30, but everybody's eyes are going to be on the radar. A lot of the storms are supposed to be coming in later this evening, but hopefully it'll just be some rain. It'll keep things wet, but you know, still moving along. But if the crowd does need to find shelter, the CenturyLink is going to be open, and the concourses, there'll be ushers there to help people.
Aloe Black's going to be singing this and some other songs. The U.S. Golden Knights parachute team
is going to be
parachuting into TD Ameritrade. How cool is that vision of Omaha look from a parachute coming in?
God, it looks awesome.
Make sure you move your blanket so they won't land.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about that. Can't remember that. That was just terrible. They're going to land. They're doing some big deal at Midtown Crossing, and we would not move our blankets.
That was the Navy leapfrog.
Yeah. Yeah, so move your blankets. Let them land.
Baseball action officially starts off tomorrow, Saturday, June 17th. First pitch goes out at 2 o'clock. It'll be Cal State Fullerton taking on Oregon State. Aaron on ESPN, and then 7 o'clock game, Florida State versus LSU again.
I'm going to that 2 o'clock one. I'm going to do everything I can to get into that. I need 4 tickets. Got them? Yeah.
Did you just solicit? Hey, I'm looking for...
Come on, I slid that in. Come on.
No, that was not a slide.
That was. Don't bring attention to it. I need 4 tickets. Got them? All right. Anyway, so the game is
two. In the majors yesterday, Bryce Harper with the Washington Nationals hit a home run so hard that it went over the head of the right fielder in right field, banged off the stands, and came back at the right fielder. He missed it twice.
Oh, you're kidding.
Bryce Harper said, I think that's the hardest I've ever hit a ball in my life.
Oh, that's fun.
It's like a laser beam that ricocheted out of the stands back into the field.
Well, we got a lot of baseball for the next week and a half, so welcome to town, people.
Yes. So if you were planning on making a trip to Cuba, the policies may be changing.
I saw that.
Word is that President Trump is going to roll back some of the former administration's Cuba policies.
Well,
President Obama had moved toward thawing the relationships with Cuba. But in a speech today in Miami, Trump could be laying out a policy that would lay on new restrictions on Americans who want to travel to the island nation.
Yeah. And the reason being is because Cuba's not living by their side of the deal either. So I can see that. I mean, it seems like also, by the way, the want and need to go to Cuba, like they thought everyone in America would be heading over there, isn't as powerful as they thought it was going to be anyway. I mean, planes are already canceling their flights, you know, changing them out of it, you know, because you can't book it, you know, so.
They're rolling back demand.
Yeah.
Well, there were a lot of people down in the Florida area, especially Miami, that were Cuba against all this stuff because they're the third, fourth generation families that got booted out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when Castro took over, the moneyed landed class got booted.
Yeah.
And they want their stuff back, and they're not going to get their stuff back.
The big thing, it sounds like the big thing is that the U.S., the president wants to work on banning companies from having commercial dealings with Cuban enterprises controlled by the military government, which makes sense. So other changes made by Obama could remain in place. So things like the cruises and the flights, that stuff won't necessarily be impacted, but you'd be prohibited from staying like at a state-run hotel.
All right, well.
So that kind of thing. And the leader of ISIS may be dead. Russia says it's looking into whether it may have killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Baghdadi.
It was one of its airstrikes last month. It struck a meeting of ISIS leaders in Syria. U.S. officials say that they have no information so far that would confirm the claim, but that they're looking into the measure.
But that's the hell on earth, the city of Raqqa. That's the central, you know, post for ISIS. That's the place I wish we could bulldoze the whole thing, but there's all those hostages, you know, that is... That is hell on earth, is Raqqa. And so they bombed an area of southern Raqqa, and they said they got Baghdadi and a bunch of the leadership. It'd be great if it's real.
That would be bombing great.
Back in May.
NBC News says it's going to air an interview between Megyn Kelly and far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, despite growing chorus of voices urging the network to not air it. Now, NBC News said in a statement this morning that despite Alex Jones's efforts to prevent the airing of the report, NBC remains committed to giving viewers context and insight into how this polarizing figure, quote, relates to the president of the United States and influences others. So I guess Alex Jones has called the September 11th attacks an inside job. He's questioned the legitimacy of the Sandy Hook massacre. There's an interview that's going to be airing this Sunday
he's
night.
He's the InfoWars guy. He's been forever. He's like a fringe, real guy's real crazy. And so she teased this interview after her debut episode last Sunday night. And this pissed off a ton of people.
Yeah.
The families of the Sandy Hook family, since he was a Sandy Hook denier, were like, I can't believe you're going to air this. I thought it was interesting that she makes this her second show.
Yeah.
Like, why do
right
you open
Putin.
With this kind of stuff? Putin and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and he has been fired. So Alex Jones is not too happy with the job that he feels that Megyn Kelly and her production crew have done. He's firing back and saying it's not going to, you know, that she promised him that it wasn't going to be this gotcha piece. And he feels like the reason he recorded all this stuff is he felt like she wasn't holding up her end of the thing. So I think that there's a lot of different camps that are kind of.
He says he's going to release it. He's going to release unedited version of it.
Jury in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial is going to try and reach a decision today. Yesterday, the jury had gone to the judge in the case saying that they were deadlocked, and the judge turned back and said, nope, you got to continue deliberating. And the judge also refused a defense request for a mistrial. This all comes down. 79-year-old Bill Cosby is charged with drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University employee in 2004. And there could be a new way in which you board a plane, all based on your looks. Delta Airlines is launching a pilot program in Minneapolis this week that'll check passengers' bags automatically by using facial recognition software to identify the passengers. So in Boston, JetBlue has been using this facial recognition system to board passengers on some flights. To board a plane using the system, passengers stand in front of a facial recognition screen, checks to see if your face matches the picture in your passport, and then you either get a green or a red and you can go on. Now they're going to try and do it with pairing you up with your luggage. Makes me kind of nervous. Just another way for your luggage to get lost. A spokesperson for JetBlue says that they see a future where your face is your passport. So who knows? And Father's Day this Sunday, and the CDC is taking this opportunity, as well as many doctors, to urge dads to get physicals as part of observing the unofficial holiday.
Physicals, really?
Yeah, a lot of times they say men tend to avoid doctors. Yeah. It's a cultural thing. And they said, so maybe what they can do is start making it an annual tradition. Father's Day rolls around. That's when you get your annual physical.
Male heart attack is often called the widow maker because
they waited.
It's the first and last time men find out they have heart disease when they have a massive coronary.
So they say every guy should keep himself in good physical shape, whether he's a dad or not. Find a doctor you can get in there and that you feel comfortable with and start getting things screened. That way men can get problems treated early and avoid a lot of problems later.
And
including, like Jeff just said, early death.
So the gift is to dad on Sunday. Dad, you have an appointment next week. Like, can you make him an appointment?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't want to hear that because we don't want to go to the doctor.
That's the thing. They say it's a cultural thing. Guys just don't like to. I don't know what it is.
I don't like it either.
You're afraid of bad news. I had that camping trip with a buddy of mine who does echograms. Yeah. The stuff that he has to see.
Oh, geez.
I get the
echocardiogram?
I get the willies. I mean, that's his job. He's discovering these blockages.
See, Wiling's on me like crazy to
blockages all over the place, veins and stuff. And I'm completely in that camp of like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
But do you or don't you? I don't know. I think maybe if you do go every year, there's advantage. But you're right. I mean, I need to kick the tire. I've kicked the tire 6 months ago, but I'm supposed to make another appointment, you know?
You do. You got
it. But I didn't. I'm like, whatever.
People love you. People count on you. You're an important person in a lot of our lives. And I think that it's a gift. Your good health isn't just about you. It's about the people that love you and that want to be around
you. Do you have cultural series tickets for them? Or
no, I don't. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. He's like, I don't want to hear this. But honestly, I mean, you don't live in a bubble. I mean, both of you, I mean, I know that it's always like I'm harping or whatever, but seriously, it comes from a place of love. Both of you mean a lot to me and I would hate for anything to happen. And if it means that I'm a nag at a harpy about getting you guys to a doctor, too bad. Live with it.
Well,
and that's the whole point is that you will have to live.
Peter, go every year? Do you make it?
Yes. Are you nuts? I'm like this with you two. Can you imagine if you actually shared a house with me? Oh, yeah. And the kids are relentless, too. Dad. I mean, it's important. Got to take care of yourselves, guys. American high schoolers, a lot of people, graduation time in May and June. But one annual tradition at graduation might slowly be flagging. And that is the idea of crowning a valedictorian. There's talk that some schools find that system of ranking antiquated.
Oh, come on.
That in this day and age when grade point averages are so close and the threshold, the stakes are so high for a lot of them to get into school and for scholarships, that they say that maybe they'll just hold, they'll just say, hey, this is the top whatever percentile.
It's so stupid, though. I think the valedictorian is very important.
So
you
got to
show the peak of the mountain. Who was?
Yeah,
everybody remembers their valedictorian. You might not have been friends with him, but you're like that dude or that gal. She was smart,
as a whip.
And
you're
proud. I think on your graduation day, even if you're not friends with that person, you're kind of proud. Like they just crushed it. They always studied.
I remember mine. Yeah, you bet. They shouldn't.
It's so important, though. I do know. I remember, like in the case of my senior year. It was tough because there were some ties. People had the same grade point average. So then what do? You know what I'm saying? Like it was like valedictorian and then it was like just a shave close for salutatorian.
Then you go by popularity.
Right. Then it becomes
congratulations to Tina. She's
Tina.
Very smart and she's actually not a nerd. Like the rest of you guys.
She went to parties. Mm-hmm. She was the party.
She actually had friends, surprisingly. Yeah.
So it was, that was a really tense, I just remember the end of graduation being really tense because it came down to like, it came down to like certain stuff and the administration, had to make a call. But I guess this year in one school in Tennessee, they had 48 valedictorians.
Jeez.
Now, I mean, if you've got 48 kids that all have the same grade point average, fine. But if you're just saying, no, all 48 of you, it's like, then that, I think that that's silly. I think you work hard. There are things in life that are ranked, not everything.
That's everything.
Not everything is a contest, but some things are. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, not
ranked.
Everybody has to be like, not everything's a competition, but there are certain things. This person worked hard. Why should they be?
In life, when you get a certain age, everything's a competition. I mean, everyone wins when you're younger. So you're right. They shouldn't have 45 valedictorians.
Unless there was like a 45-way tie. Like all 45 kids had the exact same grade point average, which can happen. Okay. I mean, that in an amazing amalgamation of things, it can happen. But I just think that if you're just cutting the pie, the slice of the pie that big, so 45 kids can feel like
they're the company standard. They're the company guy, which is important. Somebody's got to be the company guy. Valedictorians don't always start Uber or Facebook.
No.
I mean, rebels a lot of times do great things too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with having a valedictorian.
Me too.
It's stupid to get rid of them.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Father's Day, so Sunday's Father's Day, and I came across this thing. It was pretty interesting. They say that it was six facts about American dads. I guess the role of dad in America has changed quite a bit over the years. Dads see parenting as central to their identity, which used to be, you know, something where I don't necessarily know if that was the case, you know, with a couple decades ago. But dads are just as likely as moms now to say that parenting is extremely important to them. And dads are much more involved in childcare than they were 50 years ago. They say dads, you know, you meet a lot of more, what is it, Mr. Moms?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, the stay-at-home dad is becoming more and more popular. The woman's out there working and the dad's the one that's, you know, staying at home and getting the kids to school and packing the lunches and doing what have you. And I guess that's becoming more and more apparent, or like more and more common, I guess, in the U.S., fathers reported spending on average 7 hours a week on childcare, and that's almost triple the time that they provided back in 1965.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. And that's 7 hours. So 7 hours a week on childcare. Dad, that's on average what a dad is spending. So now, I think that's a working dad, probably.
Childcare would be like feeding him and bathing him and all that fun stuff. Okay.
And I guess that's triple what they did back in 1965. So what was that, like an hour back then?
Like that, probably.
That, you know.
When you think about it, yeah, I think, what was it, working dad? He just went to work, came home, and I don't even know what the hell my dad did when he came home, actually.
We're a time machine running down our dads.
No, I just think it's interesting because I don't have any bad memories of my dad not spending time. I mean, my dad was a hands-on, you know, I mean, he was a with the dad. So I think this is 1965. Obviously, this predates us being, yeah. I'm thinking this is more like a 1950s, probably our grandfather's.
Sort of Mad Men. If you ever watched Mad Men.
Right. But what's interesting is on an average, mothers spend about 15 hours a week on childcare, compared to, so I mean, women,
hardest job there is.
Can't talk about Father's Day without mentioning those moms. It's in my union rider.
Yeah, it is.
The contract.
It's right. It's part of the mom pact. But I guess it's become less common for dads to be the family's sole breadwinner. That's a big thing that's changed for American dads. About a quarter of couples who live with children younger than 18 say that where only the dad works, as opposed to back in the 70s when almost half of those were families where only the dad works. It's less and less likely that dad's the only guy out there having usually it's either both mom and dad, or again, like on the rare occasion, there are even some dads where it's like they're the stay at home and the mom works.
I know a few guys that are stay at home dads.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do they like it?
Yeah, they like it. You know, I'm always like, awesome. But I mean, only because their schedule's like mine for the most part, but they got kids in tow.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The one thing that I've noticed, it's become more and more, and this was one of the other interesting facts, is 7 in 10 adults say that it's equally important for new babies to bond with their mother and their father. I'm noticing that more companies are starting to give paternity leave. Have you heard about all of that?
For dads, new dads?
Yeah. That dads get time off. Like, I remember when my nephew was born, my brother-in-law works for Yahoo and they have paternity leave. Like, yeah. You can take time and, you know, like bond with the baby. And another friend of mine has like 6 weeks of paternity leave.
Okay.
And you can take it at any point, like, you know what I'm saying? Like any point during that first year, whether, you know, like maybe your wife has the maternity leave and then when she's done, then you pick up. But he's got 6 weeks.
Jeez, I wonder if he's like,
paternity.
Like, I don't want that much. Don't tell her I have 6 weeks. I mean, all you guys want to go back. They're like, oh my God, thank God I go back to work next week.
And he's been home with the baby. She's been working. She was finishing up her residency as
that's ideally the way it should go, though. I mean, I know most people take it together, but it'd be pretty sweet if...
6 and 6.
You know, mom stays home for 6.
And then dad stays home for 6.
Yeah. If they both worked.
Yeah.
Right. And that's sort of how they've been doing it. I mean, and it's worked out. But I think paternity leave is really important. Peter took time off when both our kids were born. I mean, he was given time off. Now, I don't necessarily know if that was paternity leave or if that was just his own.
Probably
I mean,
his own.
It's like foggy. That, yeah. Like, I don't remember if they were like, oh, this is... Because it's a rather new thing to do. But I just think it's interesting. I think dads are becoming more and more hands-on. I think parents, the role of parenting, though, is changing so much. But this is all from the Pew Research Center. They were doing all these fun facts for dad. But as we roll into Father's Day this weekend... The one thing that hasn't changed is Americans spend less on Dad's Day than they do on Mother's Day.
Really? That's funny. I guess because, you know, you get the card, the flowers, all that other stuff that comes with the mom. But hello, who's this? What's up?
I just wanted to comment on the dads staying home and how wonderful it is that jobs do give the opportunity for dads to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
I own my own business and had a C-section, was only home for maybe like 3 weeks. And luckily my husband got to stay home for nine weeks paid.
So he just like, so he could help you around because you're in pain, right? From that C-section?
Oh, for sure. And it's our first child. So he kind of like, you know, I taught him the ropes of, we learned it together and of becoming new parents, which is like insanely crazy. And he did wonderful. And I just, the company is just wonderful. PayPal's amazing. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. He does just as much as moms do. And I think that's super important for the kids.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to everybody.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
Well, word came that Aisha Tyler is going to be leaving The Talk at the end of the current seventh season. She was really emotional. She said, I have had an amazing 6 years with you guys. We've had babies and weddings, and you know, good things have happened. And you know, I went through the biggest breakup of my life with you. But she joined The Talk back in 2011. Also appears as a regular on the show Criminal Minds, and does, you know, voiceover work. But I guess she's going to start focusing more maybe on that aspect of her career. But The Talk tweeted a sweet goodbye message to her. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. And Macklemore dropped a new solo song called Glorious, though it was not recorded with his longtime collaborator, Ryan Lewis. He's teamed up with some new production talent, and it's kind of like an upbeat gospel-tinged track called Glorious. He is going to be having a new, yet-to-be-titled upcoming project.
What's crazy, though, is that he's not with the other guy.
I think
that surprises a lot of people, the guy who never speaks.
Yeah.
The man who does not speak, Ryan Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever see Macklemore, the whole concert, you know, he's talking. And then he'll be like, give it up for my boy, Ryan. Like, he doesn't talk.
It's just not.
But like Penn and Teller.
Mm-hmm. The one that speaks. And then the one that does not. Karuki Tron has been granted a 5-year restraining order against her ex-boyfriend, Chris Brown.
She's beautiful.
Yes. Yes. She obtained a temporary restraining order back in February after claims that Chris Brown had threatened to kill her when they broke up, and also based on previous physical altercations that they'd had when they were dating. I guess Chris Brown's attorney, you know, hasn't replied with comment. But yeah, a judge found her argument compelling enough to grant her a 5-year restraining order against the artist.
Molly's not a big fan. Molly's sort of like a Hoover vacuum cleaner for negative news about Chris Brown.
Yes, I'm not alone. I think he has a lot of detractors. DeMario Jackson says that he's been fired from his job in the wake of the Bachelor in Paradise scandal that has been growing. It started off in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where the fourth season of Bachelor in Paradise was doing their filming. The DeMarco Jackson and another one of the contestants, or, you know, I don't know, members of the cast, this Corinne Olympios, had a late night pool moment. And apparently now there's come word that maybe she wasn't exactly in a position to consent to whatever went down. But DeMario, when asked if he, you know, blamed Corinne.
She passed out.
Yeah. He said, I don't blame anyone right now. The only thing I want is the tapes. That's the big thing. He's like, I want the truth to come out. I feel like the truth will be able to come through on those videos. Nobody has released, ABC and the production company haven't released any video.
This thing is so weird.
But the cautionary tale for all the young, you know, people out there, you got to be careful, man. When people are, you know, drinking and stuff. And
yeah, you do.
Remember, you're not supposed to be fooling around.
Yes.
When people, it's quote unquote consensual, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next day, people don't remember stuff. You can get in trouble.
Not a lot. You can go to prison.
And
you said that almost like from experience.
I've never been to prison.
All right, good.
Oh, thank gosh. Jay-Z became the first rapper inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame on Thursday. His absence at the ceremony in New York is fueling rumors that he and wife Beyonce have either already or are about to give birth to the twins. And it was former President Barack Obama who did a video announcement or like a thank you. And he may have just revealed that Beyonce, whether she's having boys or girls. I guess Obama recorded the tribute video for Jay-Z. And he said, Jay and I are also fools for our daughters, although he'll have me beat once those twins show up, leaving people to believe that maybe, you know, the Obamas already have their daughters, Malia and Sasha.
They have three.
That'll be like a Clooney, yeah. Like a boy girl.
No, that Beyonce are having two girls because they already have their daughter, Blue Ivy. So if they had two more girls, that would beat them by one. That would beat the Obamas.
So Why's he got to like, ruin it?
I don't know if it was intentional or if it was just one of those slips. You know, you're just like, oh, you know. But so leading people to believe that maybe, though I have been reading rumors that she's already given birth and it's a boy and a girl. But, you know, who knows? They're keeping it on lockdown.
You have?
Yes.
That would be crazy news immediately, but...
Well, I wonder if that, so the LA hospital where she's delivering, yeah. I imagine there, I would wonder, there's somebody who works there who's like, I'm not supposed to say anything, but you know, she's here and what have you, but you know, how can you believe that? So we'll see. But I would imagine when they do finally make the announcement, it'll be on their timeline, not when we want to know.
Probably.
That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.